and is a catalyst for advanced manufacturing in the broader South African economy. Our vision is to be the credible state-owned South African strategic partner for innovative defense, security, and related technology solutions. Research and innovation on the indigenous Rooivalk helicopter led to the development of the electro-optical payloads supplied to the South African police and paramilitary for surveillance purposes. This pioneering technology was also used to ensure that the FIFA 2010 World Cup ran safely. With the adoption of government's policy blueprint for economic development called the New Growth Path, Danel, as a state-owned company, has been identified as a key strategic partner for driving economic growth and job creation. The Danel Group, including the associated companies, employs more than 6,300 people around the country. Our various corporate social investment programs are aimed at inspiring the next generation. We've established partnerships with universities, secondary schools, and other agencies to develop the skills to make and keep our economy globally competitive. In the past financial year alone, Danel spent 49 million rand on skills development and learning programs. Together with the companies within our group, we are involved in training to improve the quality of science and mathematics education. As part of this effort, our qualified engineers offer learners in schools in Gauteng and Northwest extra maths and science tutoring on Saturdays. We look forward to employing these bright young men and women in the near future. Transformation, development, and innovation. The imperatives that constantly drive us towards progress. But our commitment as an employer is not confined to our workforce. As partner to the South African defense industry, Danel delivers affordable and dependable defense solutions to our Department of Defense and international clients. Over the years, we have built strong relationships with leading global companies across Africa, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, Latin America, the USA, Europe, and Australasia. The Danel Group has made significant interventions to be more business-focused and customer-orientated, ensuring that we are geared to supply appropriate and affordable defense, aerospace, and security solutions to our strategic markets. Of further importance is to ensure a dynamic African strategy that will allow Danel to further contribute to South Africa's initiatives towards securing peace and security in our continent. In 2011-2012, the Danel Group, including the associated companies, achieved 2.3 billion rand in export earnings. But our impact on the economy is not only measured in money terms. For every engineer we employ, 6 direct jobs are generated in the manufacturing sector. The companies in the Danel Group are clustered together according to business synergies and geographical location. Danel Industrial Properties, a division of the Danel Group, owns and manages our 11 state-of-the-art sites in South Africa. These facilities are available to local and international enterprises and include hangar, office, manufacturing, and schoolroom space. The Irene campus is a home to Danel Dynamics, which incorporates Danel UAVs and Danel Integrated System Solutions. Danel Dynamics designs, develops, and manufactures advanced missile systems and guided weapons, including anti-armor, air defense, and air-to-air missiles. A major milestone was achieved through the successful flight trials of the A-Dota air-to-air missile and Sony development program with Brazil. Danel Dynamics UAVs develops world-class unmanned aerial vehicles and high-speed target drones and has supplied the Department of Defense and Foreign Bombs for the past 30 years. The Seeker 2 was deployed in the Kruger National Park to primarily assist with the combating of rhino poaching. The Seeker 400 is the latest addition to this proud stable. The Danel Integrated System Solutions is the prime contractor of South Africa's ground-based air defense system. Danel is an active participant in the process, from the early inception phases with modeling and simulation support, right up to fielding the system. This includes life cycle support and integrated air defense capability for the South African National Defense Force. Little Free Palace is a home to the land war divisions within Danel. Danel Land Systems incorporates MEGAM. Danel Land Systems is a land war defense systems business. It primarily serves the South African Defense Force and international clients as a system designer and integrator. as one of the subsystem supplier of artillery, rapid fire medium caliber weapons, and combat vehicle systems. The NAL has a majority stake in a local vehicle engineering manufacturing company, LMC Holdings, significantly strengthening its position as a leading system supplier and manufacturer in the land war defense and the armored vehicle market. The NAL Group is contributing to the promotion and to maintenance of peace and security across our continent and beyond. The NAL MECOM, for instance, has undertaken landmine clearing operations in Angola, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Mozambique, and Sudan. It offers comprehensive humanitarian services, including demining, battle area clearance, and contraband detection. It also produces mine-protected vehicles and artillery equipment. Kempton on campus is home to Danel Aviation, which incorporates Danel Technical Academy and Danel Personnel Solutions. Danel Aviation specializes in the maintenance, repair, and overhaul of rotary and fixed-wing aircraft, as well as associated ground support and test equipment. The company also provides critical technical skills via the Danel Personnel Solutions subsidiary. It is a strategic partner of the South African Air Force for more than 50 years and has received accreditation to perform maintenance, repair, and overhaul work on aircraft produced by international manufacturers such as Lockheed Martin. The upgraded C-130, originally produced by Lockheed Martin over 40 years ago, remains the aircraft of choice for humanitarian food drops and aid to Africa and around the world. We at Danel feel privileged to play a part in this astounding initiative. The Danel Technical Academy provides fully certified technical training for clients in the aerospace, engineering, and other non-aviation related trades in Africa. Danel Personnel Solutions. Danel Personnel Solutions is the country's leading agency for the provision, retention, and management of high-tech skills and human resources, especially in the aviation industry. With 60 years' experience in the aerostructures arena, Danel Aerostructures Pty Limited is a leading designer and manufacturer of aerostructures for military and commercial use. Danel Aerostructures also provides comprehensive design, development, and manufacturing capacity and skills for fixed and rotary wing aircraft in the global market. Danel PLB, based in the Pretoria West area, is an integrated manufacturer of small and medium caliber ammunition, and has been doing so since World War II. Today, they also produce pro-bit rock drill bits and commercial explosives for the mining industry, while cutting up to 80 tons of brass and copper daily for ammunition manufacture, as well as commercial application. The Danel Overberg Test Range, based in the Western Cape area, is a fully integrated multi-purpose facility for the in-flight testing of advanced guided and aviation systems. It also plays a strategic part in system integration and operational evaluation of deployed capabilities. Clients include the Department of Defense and Military Veterans, South African National Defense Force, and the international aerospace and munition industry. Turbomega Africa is an equity partnership involved in the design, development, production, and maintenance of helicopter turbine engines, gearboxes for helicopters, and commercial jet engines. The equity partnership, Rheinmetall Danel Munition, is an integrated producer of propellant, heavy caliber ammunition, pyrotechnics, and critical subsystems for Danel's range of missiles, mortars, and guided weapons. Cassidian Optronics is a strategic equity partnership with Cassidian Optronics in Germany. The local company specializes in the design, development, manufacture, and after-sales support of electro-optical products for the global commercial and military market. As a key contributor to the South African defense industry, Danel aspires to harness the collective potential of the sector, as well as the wider domestic manufacturing environment through value-adding and subcontracting. The delivery of the Roycroft into certified operational service is a tangible tribute to the collaborative relationship that exists between Danel and the wider high-tech industrial and manufacturing sector. The Danel Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the South African government committed to the values of trust, reliability, and integrity. Together, we will nurture South Africa's and Africa's potential, and above all, enhance the safety and security of its people.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think now we can discuss perhaps on last year's performance. And you, Mr. Chairman, Honourable Mr. Madlega, Honourable members of the Portfolio Committee, officials of the Department of Public Enterprises present here today, management accompanying me, it is a great pleasure to be able to brief you on last year's performance by the NEF, accounting to the representative of the people on the people's assets. Last year was yet another year where we delivered positive results, with operating profit exceeding budget by 35%. The quality of those results has improved from the previous year in that this time there weren't one-off items that helped the profitability. This time the profits were purely from operations. Our cash position is improving, which should in future enable us to reduce the debt on our books and therefore reduce the interest burden that the NEL is heading to carry. However, we are even in this position. We are now self-funded. We are not going back to Treasury to give us more funding to keep our operations going. However, I must indicate that due to the now, we have this step up, a step change in terms of the kinds of orders and the size of orders we get. These amounts, I mean, Malaysia was 3.5 billion, you said that was big. We now are talking to customers who are not procurable anything up to 6 billion rands. That necessitates an improvement. We need a balance sheet to support those orders and operation. Now, this means that we might have to go to market, but we're an SOC. If we do ever come back to Treasury to ask for funding, it would be purely on a commercial basis, and Treasury would get an return for the investment. This is something that is getting closer. It will probably be after my time, but it is something that we're going to have to deal with. Happily, like I said, it will be purely on commercial terms, no favors, no handouts. We'll be able to give a return to Treasury. We're expanding our footprint all over the world. We're growing strongly in the Middle East. We're growing strongly now in Latin America. We're sitting on an order book of 22 billion rands. That means that, pointed out, we might need some investment by way of equity in order to be able to execute on some of those orders. We are transforming, and I'm trying to summarize it, trying to focus on the touch points that I think are very important to the Portfolio Committee. We are transforming, to just indicate how far Danel has come as a story I always tell of standing in the middle of the air show in Paris. This is the biggest air show outside of America. And listening to a Victor Taba explaining to me Danel's contribution to this A400 military aircraft standing here. You know, this is what we did. And that was emotional for me. So I never thought I'd see there when a young black boy from Amtskraut stands right in the middle of an air show in Limoges and explains to me what his team, was part of the team at Danel. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the highlights, that the A400, which is a new aircraft, there's been no A400 before, was finally delivered to the French Air Force a month ago, and we were invited to be present because of our contribution. And I think we had pointed out in the last presentation that we were the best performing subcontractor to Airbus on the A400. And this was the Danel structures, which was a entity that used to be a problem child. Still not out of the woods yet, but at least now we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Going forward, Mr. Chairman, we're going to have to, we have the market. We don't have enough products to supply to that market. So a lot of this, we're going to have to do a lot of research and development. But more importantly, we might have to make acquisitions in order to be able to complement our product range. We've already started with LMT by acquiring an interest in LMT, and that is having us in good state in going into areas which were never involved in. We are going to be, in conclusion, want to say that we are addressing gender representativity in company and in the management structures. As can be seen here, there's 5 of us, 3 are ladies, and we the men are in the minority. We are working hard at doing that, but I pointed out that now remains a non-racial company, a home to all the students and children of this country, but we are transforming as well to bring in kids that were previously not involved, were previously not employed at Danel, which means that we're going out to the fortress of the temples of this world to attract new talent from there. We also continue throwing our talent from the labs of Stellenbosch and Brett's. And I think you can see from the images on the video that we are truly transforming. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, because we have to make way for ESCOM, before I hand over to Mr. Saluzzi, I'd like to thank the Portfolio Committee for allowing us to, for inviting us to present and share with you the results of last year's performance. But more importantly, I'd like to thank the Portfolio Committee for the support. The support that the full committee has given us throughout the financial year. Thank Mr. Urban Mukabe for a glowing report he gave on the occasion of the presentation of the budget speech. We will not let you down. I think we stay focused, and we will continue delivering. The NEL is on a sustainable growth path. There is no going back. We'll continue delivering, and I would have wanted to say ourselves, Danel, and the Portfolio Committee are a good team, but that's like putting your hand on the shoulder of the school principal and saying to the school principal, we're a good team. I wouldn't dare say that. We appreciate the support, and we know that whenever it became necessary, you censored us, put us under the whip. We appreciate that. And thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'll now hand over to our CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Honourable Chairman, honourable members of the committee, Chairman of the Denel Board, colleagues. I hope that what the introduction that we have shown you has, to a certain extent, articulated that Denel is a world-class player and is a global company, in its truest sense. We may not be as big as some of the other international players, but I can assure you that we are right up there as a global player within the defense industrial space. I'm going to give you a quick overview of Denel during the reporting period, how we have stabilized the organization, and where we are going to in terms of the future now. We'll also give you a quick overview of the financial performance. The chairman has indicated we've had another successful year, and we're hoping to have another successful year coming this coming financial year as well, if all goes well. But I think importantly, it's also critical that we give an understanding of how we transform this organization and how we're in the process of transforming to be a truly genuine South African company, reflecting the demographics and the democracy of our country. So if you look at the Denel strategy, and that's what we've been busy with for the last 12, 18 months, and particularly within this reporting period, the key drivers that have driven this business in order to put it back on a solid footing was to grow the revenue, and it's particularly in terms of how we nurture our customer relationships. Today I can say without fear of contradiction that we are at the highest point in terms of our level of confidence and the nature of the relationship between ourselves and the customers, particularly the local customer, South African National Defence Force, Department of Defence. We had to increase our productivity and efficiency and profitability because a huge amount of the losses that we incurred was our inability to understand the processes internally and what was the level of our productivity. And if you look at the performance of the organization, far from the problems that we had with certain programs in the past, the level of productivity has increased significantly. We had to stay up with new technology. And for many years, we have not been able to do that. So we were not being competitive in the international market or even locally. So you will notice that in our new strategy going forward, and based on the financial performance, we are contributing a significant amount to research and development, new technologies, to be at a cutting edge in the forefront of providing these kind of technologies within the customer environment. And of course, the organization itself was heavy. There was too much fat in the organization. We had to cut that down to streamline it, to make sure that we optimize the organization to meet the challenges of now and in the future. And those were the drivers which said, if we do these things, we will end in a state, which I'm going to describe a bit further on, where we have a dynamic, vibrant, financially sustainable, transformed, and profitable organization. And that was, simplistically put, the end state, which contributes significantly to the defense and security of our country. And of course, underpinning all of that, there's certain very specific values that said we've got to perform. There has to be integrity in the way and manner in which we perform. We've got to innovate with new technology. We've got to be a caring organization because at the end of the day, our people are our greatest asset. And we've got to be accountable to our country, to Parliament, for the money that we are using and the manner in which we conduct our business. So, and those were the values but I think there was another departure point from a shareholder perspective, is that in as much as we are a defense and security company, that there are developmental objectives which I think were critical to our further contribution to the economic well-being of our country. And those development challenges we have taken on wholeheartedly with our diversification programs in, for example, protecting natural resources and assisting other law enforcement agencies with creating a safe environment for our people. So if you look at where we say in 2006, okay, Denel was an ailing company, okay, where there were huge losses that were taking place. There was a clear view of the end state and what were the strategic imperatives that we needed to address. With the intervention that took place over the last while, by 2012, 2013, we've now become a good organization. We are a good organization at the moment. We're sustainable. We have restructured the organization. The people are motivated. We've got some really good contracts in. But we are still not there, as the chairman has indicated. We've still got a huge level of debt. There is an order pipeline that we still need to achieve, because the opportunities are there, but are we well enough motivated with the right skill set to actually go and grab those opportunities? So we've laid the basis in the last reporting period, what we're reporting, but the real trick now, the real focus of effort, is how do we now become a great organization? So going from here to a higher level, and that is what we are focused with at the moment. Now, if you look at in your pack, you'll see that there's a whole initiative that we had launched in terms of how, with the kind of environmental analysis, both externally, internally, and with the absolute imperative of having a strong leadership and management team and the support of the board and shareholders, we are quite confident that in the five-year view that we are taking, that we can take Janelle from where we are now, from a good, really great company. And I'm not going to go through it, but we have characterized and depicted what we mean by that great company. Okay? And essentially, it's oriented, future-focused, a new culture, revenues are growing to almost twice what we have at the moment. We are sufficiently funded, as the chairman has indicated. We are putting a huge amount of efforts of skills development, creating new jobs, and bring money into the economy from an external source. And if you look at when I said that we really consider ourselves to be a global company, if you look at page eight in the presentation, you will see that we are working in the Middle East, Asia Pacific, Africa, South Africa, South America, and Europe. And those are real opportunities, and not only opportunities, we already have contracts in those environments. And that is an indication which supports the notion that we are going to become even more involved in the global space. So during this reporting period, what were some of the key developments and achievements? Okay, we've restructured the business as indicated. Okay, we've streamlined it, we've cut the cost out, and we've saved a huge amount of money in that process. We've achieved an optimum level of mix between export and local revenue. Okay? And we hope to even grow that further in terms of more external revenue so that we can not rely only on our local customer here. Okay? We have reduced the net borrowing position, we've refinanced the risk, and restructured the debt in order to ease the cash burden on the business. Okay? As the chairman has indicated, part of the strategy has been and will continue to be to look at opportunities where we can further enhance our capabilities through certain acquisitions and M&A activity. Okay. We've concluded the joint venture with the UAE government, and that has been going extremely well, I'm pleased to report, and it is bringing in the kind of revenue stream that we would hope for, and the next phases are now being negotiated with them. As we said, that we have acquired a local military vehicle design manufacturing capability, which also enhances our landward capability going forward. And I think when we refer to this global environment, after many years of negotiation and an inability to come to an agreement, we've now signed with the Russian helicopter organization to provide maintenance, repair, and overhaul services for all Russian helicopters in Africa as well. And that's a huge step forward. Now we are in the implementing phase, which is obviously extremely difficult, but we are quite confident that within the next 18 to 24 months we will stabilize that environment as well. Thank you, Chair. I think internally within the organization, with all the major programs, we are on track with all of them. I think the critical thing that happened in this year, which we worked with in the last reporting year, is that we demonstrated enough within the development phase of the Hoof ACE contract for the infantry combat vehicle for the Department of Defense to take the decision to place the production order, which happened in September. So I think that was a huge milestone going forward as well. Our demining activities are just on the increase with the United Nations and the African Union. Our transformation imperatives, we are achieving beyond the targets that we have set ourselves. We set ourselves a target of 70% of new appointments. We've now reached 79%. And if you look at the demographics, they are changing quite considerably. And we have participated in numerous international shows within the world. And I think internationally, Danel has a significant reputation as well. I'm not going to go through it. For the next reporting period, which we laid the basis for in the last reporting period, there are certain key interventions that we've made, and we're still continuing with those interventions to continue on the trajectory and the roadmap that we have sketched for ourselves in terms of making this organization sustainable for many years to come. Okay, I think that has been self-explanatory. We're just going to give you a quick overview of the finances, and I'm going to ask Marina to take us. Suffice to say that the growth that we expected has been in line with the upstream. A year-on-year 10% growth in the business for us is significant, and we hope to keep that trend going up.
Thank you. This year, I mentioned, our revenue has increased by 10%, but
Thank you, Marie. And Chin, we are now going to focus on just some of the interventions and progress we've made on the HR side. But it is in the document. We're just going to highlight some of the key issues in the last reporting year. Natasha.
Thank you. Danielle's HR strategy focuses squarely on Danielle's growth strategy. So all the elements that we consider in terms of our HR strategy, we really is focused on our growth strategy. From talent acquisition, learning and development, improving employee relations, as well as performance rewards. With regards to talent acquisition and attraction, in terms of appointments, as mentioned earlier on, we had an 88% of 79% and 29% female appointees within Danelle. In terms of overall equity, you'll notice that we've improved significantly from the 2012 year. To 2013, we were 49% ACI and 51% white employees. At the moment, we're sitting on a racial split of 50-50, and our focus going forward continues to remain on appointment of ACI with specific reference to females. In terms of our learning and development, as mentioned as well, we spend huge amounts of money on learning and development, in excess of 56 million, which is our schools outreach projects and various ESI initiatives, as well as our internal skills development funding. And that ranges from creating awareness among learners in maths and science to assisting them with separate courses in various provinces, as well as training our internal employees on various training programs where we also offer in bursaries. And a huge amount is also spent on engineering bursaries. In the reporting period, we had 80 engineering bursaries. Our school's outreach program, we were able to expand to Limpopo and the Free State, and we're busy sourcing a school in Mpumalanga to also include, and we plan on including other provinces. As you know, we did have the school's outreach program in Gauteng and the Northwest provinces. Currently, there's about 250 learners in grades 11 and 12 that are participating in the school's outreach project. In terms of bursaries, as I said, we've sponsored 80 learners, and then they also come to them now to do their vacation work and also to do their internship. The Now Technical Academy is our academy in Kempton Park that offers mainly aviation-related training, trades. DCA is currently being repositioned so that we split the intake to focus more on the engineering trades, because we found that that's a market requirement. So we're in the process of rebranding and refurbishing the center. In terms of our skills development initiative, we also have the Engineering Academy of Learning, where engineers that have qualified entered now on a one-year internship, and they're able to get practical and theoretical training per year, and also develop an actual product. So that gives them a good fit of the kinds of development projects we work, and they start from design and development right through to manufacturing. So it gives them a good experience before they enter the real work place. So now also has an extensive leadership development program that we run in collaboration with UNISA. We also have other short leadership courses which we also run throughout the organization. In terms of our CSI contributions, we were fortunate to host 100 learners from the Free State province in June. We, the brightest learners in grade 10 and 11 came to Johannesburg, and they were housed at our hostel in Simpson Park. They also then went to the various SOCs to see the various careers that we and other SOCs offer to inspire them to take up maths and such. We also, as I mentioned earlier on, our focus on CSI is education related, and we try and encourage young learners to be interested in maths and science. And so, for example, that's just an illustration of where we try to encourage young people to take up chess as an example to encourage their maths and science abilities. During the month of August, we were able to assist a rural community in the Eastern Cape, where we launched a diplomatic learner support system, which assists learners after school with maths and science. We also hosted a career expo, and we had over 2,000 learners with various SOCs that also exhibited, and we were able to give them the opportunities and just career guidance as well. We also provided them math dictionaries for the four high schools in the area, and we've also installed four boreholes at the school so that the learners will have access to drinking water. And thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you look at, in fact, we said the areas going forward, which we're going to focus on in this coming financial year, and that's what we'll report back to the Portfolio Committee at the next opportunity. I think just my concluding remarks is that our repositioning theme for TENEL is really, why is TENEL good for South Africa? And that is what we're going to focus on, because there's a huge amount of activity that we need to communicate into civil society, into government, into parliament, and across the board as to what the role of TENEL is. I want to also just take this opportunity to personally thank the board and the chairperson in particular, and the shareholder, the minister as well, and of course the support from the Portfolio Committee. And we are confident that the continued level of interaction and support that we are getting from our key stakeholders and our principal shareholder and government, that we will continue on this path going forward. Thank you, Chair.
thank you very much for your presentation. Particularly also the one that gave us a little bit of a movie when we started, an overall picture of what you're doing. I am particularly interested in all the training and getting into universities and schools, etc., etc. I just have one question around that. We're about to go into constituency period time, and the elections coming up, we're going to have quite a bit of that time, I would imagine. When we get out there now, you know, our concern also is in the city, everybody has the opportunity. It's out in the rural areas, and a lot of your organization stuff is out in rural areas. How do we get those rural kids, you know, sometimes there are real gems out there, and who've got wonderful brains, and they also need to be given opportunities. Now, that's the one question, how you sort of get to those children. But the other question is, what do we do when we come across somebody in our constituency? Our farm is really a difficult thing. You know, we get these presentations and then, who can we contact? How do we put somebody in touch? So just a very practical thing. What, a name, a telephone number, something, do we contact to put people in touch? Chairperson, I think that's the only thing I'm going to congratulate you because I think your presentation is congratulations on the way you're moving. You came to a very difficult period, and I think you're certainly an example to people. And then just on what the chairperson said at the beginning and what the Minister of Finance said, our delegations need to be smaller. Everybody, sometimes the delegations come, they don't say a word. So I think it's all they to watch that. So, but thank you very much for the direction you're taking.
Can you just remind me that we have something to I can only use one word to describe Dinal. Dinal is a prodigy. A prodigy is an absolute wonder. And the internal structure, the internal strategy, it just remember that's great. Four years ago, or so, before your incumbency, Mr. Saruji, the CEO and the Spinelli report, MP could have been forgiven, for writing the mail off and say, and Albatross shut down the shop for better challenge. But I think we're very lucky that we seem to be a little bit tolerant and supportive. Yes, we are right in thinking as well, for this support, I think we must reciprocate and attribute that confidence. First, because you see there's an idiom, chairperson, in the African language, and perhaps also in European language, that when an ox has fallen into a pit, it's a really stunning one. It doesn't matter how many times people on the surface can throw ropes to pull it out. If it does not itself make an effort to hook on, it is holes to hook onto the rope, nothing will happen. So, it is a super to get out, so it is not. It does pass. So much for the problem, and I associate myself with my colleague, Honorable Gregor. Three good points. Number one, when he went to the Commonwealth, getting ground, we were impressed with the capacity of the narrative. But something that worried me in hindsight, that huge corporate banker which you put up for, which you erected for some time, still standing there. Understand the show piece to demonstrate to other people come here. one can actually do, you can actually increase the budget, etc. I think we also want, to come closer. I think the only one is only at the actually been in France, but nobody comes anywhere near. Because what will be, from home, has a lot of delegation from your prospective clients or your fellow colleagues and so on, you go there now and say the same, and the hope is just collapse, like that, and
Let me also try my colleagues to then catch what the beautiful work that you do. thank you for the presentation. I also want to thank you on the acknowledgement of this portfolio committee on the good work that you're doing. You've been working on the same day, you're also part of this. Thank you very much for that. I just want to ask two quick questions. The first one on the A400M program. Of course, you are on a sustainable growth path as the SOC. I'm interested to know on this whole aeroplane that you delivered for them to France, how many percentage of the total economic parts have you contributed daily? And coupled to the question in the, on the question of the R&D, for instance, the government give you more funding for R&D, will you be able as a company to manufacture an aircraft, like for instance the Embraer of the Brazil, start from scratch up to the The second question will be on the UAVs and sleeper jobs. I see that you are going to be deploying UAVs to the national park. And the Kruger National Park is quite fast, we all know that. And I just want to check as to how many of these UAVs are going to deploy them. And are you going to try to operate those UAVs, or are you going to do those, the operator? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jacob, and thank you to the Chairperson and the CEO. I think since 2009, when we received your annual report, this is probably the best annual report that you've presented to Parliament. And I think we need to congratulate you on that. It's a steady increase over the last 5 years that we see as Oversight Committee. And I think not only you, as CEO and the chairperson and the senior personnel, but every employee of the NEL can be congratulated on this excellent annual report. I think it's a shining example of what can be done in the state of government. And you were in serious trouble 5 years ago. And really you now out of reach to a large extent, despite the challenges. Chairperson, in your statement in the annual report, you talk about providing strategic capabilities to the defense environment. But we also have sovereign capabilities. Do you have? Are we involved? Are we capable of providing sovereign capabilities? I'm just asking that question. Secondly, I see in your annual report, virtually all your business units are massive increases in their workforce from the previous year to the year under discussion. And you continue to compete in the international market. But if I put it, your domestic revenue remains stable. It's not growing in line with your business potential. So my question is, why is that? When we discussed, it was in September last year, in the spring school field, you came to us, and we said at that time, the defense budget is under pressure. I don't think anything has changed since then. It's still under pressure. And we also said that you needed some government support, especially with the enabling environment. So I'm asking you, in the year under the review, did you receive that support for enabling environment for the government, in support of assisting the guarantees, the coordination between the state-owned companies and other government departments. I just need to find out what you're saying about your then the next one, the interest-bearing borrowings is a huge challenge. It's massive. And the danger is, if you have such huge borrowings, interest-bearing, and you grow bigger and bigger than that, unless you have very self-management, your problems will just go bigger. You think you're growing out of it, but you're growing into more trouble. And I just want a perspective from your side. This small hanging over your interest-bearing borrowings, and with guarantee of the government of 1.85, I think it's September 2017 coming through. Then, linked to DOD, previously you said to us that one of the problems is late contracting. Has it improved in the last 12 months? Is it the same? Or can we say there is improvement on late contracting? And what strategies do you apply to mitigate this challenge? My last question is to Mr. Kunin. Not mentioning names, but your directors. Some of your directors, I mean all of them, are highly qualified people. But some of them sit on numerous boards of directors. Directorships. And when I look at the attendance register, then I see some of your directors have an attendance record of 50%. And then I go back to the directorships. Is there a link between, I mean, highly qualified, wonderful people, but then you look at the attendance rate, 50%, just above 50%, which is not good. I mean, if you're a director in the hell, your attendance for your meetings, your meetings for the board, and special board meetings, I see you also, I think it should be close to 100%, instead of to speak the company language. Is there a link between it? Are you aware of it? Is it a problem, or you say, no, it's not a challenge? I mean, you need the expertise, whether they have a 50%, 100% strength, it doesn't care. It doesn't matter. So I just need clarity. My last question, the anti-roaming posting strategy. This is becoming a national issue. And I know the Minister in Environmental Affairs, Mr. Ekman, is working on an anti-roaming posting strategy. It doesn't only has to do with a Kruger National Park chasing poachers and hunting them and trying to erase them. It's also about working together on a provincial level. Of course, we have various national parks and private national parks, but it's working together on a national level and working together in an international level. So it's a huge, important strategy that we have to develop. My question is, you have the state-of-the-art technology of UAVs in the Kruger National Park. But if that state of technology equipment is not affordable by not a state-owned company, but a sandbox, the government, the horse government, if they cannot afford your UAVs, how do you overcome that problem if it becomes a national issue? And what strategies do you have in line to assist other entities like Sandbox, and maybe other national parks, apart from Kruger National Park, that now makes a contribution to the roaming policy strategy? My last question, the Philippi site, just down the road here. I've been busy with remediation in the report. Has that, what progress is there, and what is the future of that site, the Philippi site? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and just to confirm with the mayor of the Kruger that they are doing, what I want to just get clarity on is about the messages. I don't quite get the sense of how many jobs you are creating. Looking at the fact that we still are exposed to the triple challenges of poverty, employment, and inequality, one needs to know as to how you actually manage to make a difference in this area. And also issues of transformation. You try to highlight it a bit, but there isn't really clear information as to how many women in what position can be placed. We just talked about, and I would actually want to know, because we are actually studying throughout the non-racial democratic South Africa. So what you're doing in terms of data, one needs to have an eye test to whether it does actually respond to our vision. And also, what was you actually just talking about this, the idea that you being in the position of entity, when I look at it as a assets and liabilities, and look at them historically, it looks good. I know Honorable Kurunov has indicated content in terms of the interest rate on the from the information that you're providing, it looks like you are really improving. Because good business is about good balance sheet. And of course, there will always be risks. But this far, I think, really, it's very encouraging. And you actually have presented a good report. I'm very amused for me. I haven't seen a better report. And but indeed, it's an encouraging report. And we hope to see this trend improving even more in the future. Thank you.
Honourable Chair, I'm going to try and to go very quickly through this. Of course, the cost-cutting issues which the Minister of Finance has given the guidance to government, we will definitely make even a more of an effort to make sure that we comply to them. Training initiatives in terms of rural emphasis, maybe you want to very quickly say something.
In terms of creating awareness, that's how we attract youth from rural areas. What we do is oftentimes SOCs would be launching a particular project, CSI project, and as of now we'd also co-exhibit with them to bring learners in touch with that. Also when there's air shows or independent shows or career experts, we exhibit and inform them about the opportunities available. And in terms of practical way to access the now, it's just by our website. There are bursary opportunities available, or at the Janelle Technical Academy. That's where the apprenticeship applications are.
I think this suffices to say there's a huge intervention to now spread it to the rural areas, and we will make the point of contact available to all the members of the committee as well. OTR, we take that into consideration, the banker. I mean, I can assure you, honourable member, that we are absolutely 100% compliant with all occupational health and safety issues there. So, because it's the nature of the facility that we just want to do that. But I'll reinforce that again and I'll check it in. And of course, integrate better into the municipality. Undoubtedly, we cannot survive as an island on our own there. And we are doing a huge amount of activity with the mayor there, with the council there, to look at how we can support one another going forward. In fact, there's a significant engagement with the community, with the schools and the... So there is a lot of work, and hopefully maybe next time we'll come and report a bit more on that particular issue.
In fact, when it comes to Overbeck, the board directive to the CEO was, would rather, sorry, in respect to the Overbeck involvement in the local community, the test range involvement in the local community of his, the board directive to the CEO was, we're not looking for big profits from you. If you can report, because it's a special case, you know. More important to the board and I think to the shareholder is job creation, right? Making use of your skill set and your facilities to help the community thrive. So Aubrey's mandate is not so much to generate free cash, more than it is to so that it's helping this community around this area, because it's isolated, and the Overbeck Tesla is one of the biggest employers there, so it is, and it is work in progress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're not exploiting this issue, but I think the problem.
The PMP issue, of course, in any environment where you are dealing with it, kind of product and technology, you're going to have significant amounts of safety precautions in place. every single safety precaution that is associated with the production and manufacture of that particular kind of equipment, which in this case is small arms ammunition, has been taken care of to its highest level. The issue of the community encroaching closer to the thing, it is inevitable that's going to happen as urbanization takes place. We've just got to make sure that we continuously assess the situation and where the threats that are emanating deal with them appropriately, and that is on an ongoing basis. So I can assure the committee that we are doing it on a continuous basis. And right now, there is no real threat to the community from that facility. Send a good message, of course. I mean, that's what we said. Repositioning, we've been so focused on getting the business right. Now I've said to the, we always just been appointed as head of communications, and the very clear message is that we need to reposition in civil society, and the message is why is now good for South Africa, and we will do that. The debt, I think I'm going to leave it for the last, because I think between the chairman will have something to say on that particular matter. Okay. AMG progress?
With regards to looking after the employees, what we do is they do have access to the NOW social plan, and we offer them training, we give them start-up capital. We also maintain a database of their skills to firstly try and redeploy them within the NOW group. Failing which, we obviously then offer these social benefits. We also give them counseling for themselves as well as their family members and financial management training and planning. And we do have the contact details, so if jobs come into the NOW downstream, we safer at the right of refusal.
Okay, so at the moment, remember we renegotiated partial contract, and we are now in the process of renegotiating it for the next financial year to maintain that level of capability that still remains behind. So we are in the process of signing an SL service level agreement with the Air Force for the remaining part of those that contract. The strike action, yeah, we learned the lesson last year. I think for the first time in many years, the relationship between the unions and the company is at an all-time high, really. We've just signed a collective bargaining agreement,
yeah.
And there is a real commitment from their side to contribute to the well-being of the persons going forward. So the interaction is quite dynamic, and we will make sure that we continue with that. The A400M, it's a pity we don't have a picture of that aircraft here, but as the chairman was saying when he was at the Paris Air Show and the young Denel employee was explaining what we make, if we did not put that wing to fuselage fairing, that aircraft will fall apart. Okay. So it is of such critical, integral value to that aircraft that it is, the Denel role is fundamental.
The wing to fairy is a piece that holds the wing from falling, contagious to your body. We have that, and then the top shell, which is the top part. If you look at it, it looks small, but
it is something like 50 meters by.
It's huge, yeah.
50 meters by 50 meters.
We're looking at the top, from the top, you have the wings. On the body of the aircraft, there's a piece called top shell or something. That will contribute, and then we're invited to come up with the ribs and fairs for the fin at the back.
The tail. We cannot quantify exactly. We cannot quantify exactly the percentage that went in, but it is a significant.
But
yeah.
To point out that we are many nations contributing to this. We probably. Outside of the EU, we are not members of the EU, we are not members of the Airbus Consortium. We outside of that, we probably are the biggest, we are the biggest piece. We probably can't confirm that.
In terms of R&D funding, and do we have the capability if we have enough funds to build an aircraft? Absolutely. So the issue is about whether it's strategically a decision taken by government if we want an indigenously built aircraft. If that decision is taken, then of course, Denel has the capability to do that. The Kruger Park UAV and Slipper Dogs, I must say that interaction with Sandparks is over now, because it started right at the beginning of the when they launched their campaign. We, through the Defense Force, assisted them with a few footage of the UAV, but obviously we cannot sustain that level of or tempo of activity because of the cost that's involved. So unless there's an additional source of funding that is found, or we bid through the SANDF on their border patrol missions, we cannot continue sustaining that level of activity. So we're still trying to find a solution of how we can continue supporting them in a different way. sovereign and strategic capabilities, Dr. Kurnoff, I mean, I think the defense review, which is going to come to Parliament soon, hopefully, identifies those sovereign and strategic capabilities. What it also says is that the NAS should be the custodian of those sovereign and strategic capabilities, because those are state-owned, the IP should belong to the state, and it's an absolutely correct position. So together with the DOT, we are in the process of identifying those sovereign and strategic capabilities. For example, UAVs, missiles, landward capabilities, command and control, and those kind of key capabilities. It is in the process of being addressed and institutionalized and formalized through a process that we engage with the Department of Defense. And just linked to that, there is discussions going on between the different parties as to how we can give effect to the sentiment that there should be sovereign control over these assets. Domestic revenue, sure. That's the pressure on the domestic budget will be there and will continue to be there for a while. We are managing it, and I'm saying the relationship between the DOD and the National Defense Force is of such a nature that we've been able to make great strides towards addressing some of these backlogs and find new mechanisms of how we can address this problem. So there are ongoing discussions, and it is a much more positive situation than it was before. The issue of the directors at the
moment. Starting first with the debt, Chairman, I always say, whenever you get asked, how's Danel doing? See, Danel was my own company. I go to the market, I'd list it. And that's the position Danel is in. It's a reasonable thing. I'm not worried. I think the debt, if we retain it at the present levels, the debt in as a percentage of turnover and a percentage of profit will be minuscule. If we have to, then now it's in a position to raise capital if it needs to. I mean, if it was with an SOC, would go to market and raise funds and retire the debt. But it's an SOC. And our value prop, there'll be a value proposition if needs be to the Treasury to say whether you give us a bond, whether you issue a bond, a high yield bond, we could use that to retire the debt. So basically, we're not, one is not worried, and I'll ask Marina to give maybe a technical view of this. We're not worried if the asset is performing well enough, because this process is good enough for any investor who's interested in getting a good return for his investment to invest in Danel. So if push comes to a show, we probably might issue more bonds and retire the debt.
Yes, if I can just respond to that, as you mentioned, the debt was restructured in the year that passed. From short-term debt to a mix of short and long-term debt. And that obviously links to our liquidity, which helps us a lot. And we were really confident with the oversubscription on bond, indicating the confidence by financial institutions in the now. And in terms of our five-year plan going forward, we feel comfortable that we should be able to fund the debt and pay off the debt. Our prospects are just enormous at the moment.
So just to temper that a bit, worst case scenario, if some of that order pipeline doesn't materialize, that will have a significant material impact on our ability to serve the debt. So that's the worst case scenario.
On the issue of the attendance record of the director, we had the one director that I know who finally agreed to step down because she was serving on the report and wasn't able to pay appropriate attention to Danel, the Danel board directorship. I'm not aware, I don't have sight of the attendance in the subcommittees, you know, whether it's audit and risk or the PNL committee. I don't have sight of the attendance record there, but in the board itself, I think that the attendance is those of 90, about 90%. We had one board member who's been in and out of hospital. He's just about the only one that I'm aware of whose attendance has not been erratic. The rest of the board members, I think, attend religiously at the main, you know, whenever the board meets.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Philippi site, we are absolutely in the last phase of rehabilitating it. In fact, it should be completed in the next few weeks. We're in discussions with Public Works, and they're in discussions with other government departments as to what the final end fit for that site is going to be. So those discussions are going on with Public Works at the moment, and as soon as we have some clarity on what their view is on how we're going to do a transaction with DENEL, we will then of course report it. But it's in the process of being resolved. HR matters in terms of how many jobs and more detail in that, we will definitely make that available and we will send it through to the committee as well in terms of gender representativity, how many jobs we created. But I must also just, there is a plan to actually increase substantially the number of jobs that we have at the moment based on the performance of the company. But again, I just have to caution that the creation of jobs is a direct function of revenue. So if money doesn't come in, you can't create more jobs. I mean, so, you know, it's simpleness. More clarity? Yeah, that's fine. And the chairperson has dealt with the debt issue. So, Mr.
One issue, just saying before, I wanted to say equity investment. It will help us with the debt.
Honourable Chair, we are now officially finished from our side with the presentation.
The performance of the SOC has been pleasing last financial year. This is working now on a long-term growth strategy. Now to move from being a good company to being a great company, working very closely with the FBI executives in the combat. Thank you.
No, it's not a question. But what we need from the department is what have they done to create an enabling environment for this company since last year. This is fine. That we know.
They have, yeah.
Let me thank the chair. I think it's very clear that you
at this point, we always
Thank you.